Ready? This one's super simple. Move, bitch.
Jay.
Move, bitch. Get out of the way. Hold on.
No,
no, that's what I was going to say.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to the 14th episode of the Silver Screen Expanse. As always, I'm your host, Anthony, with my co-host,
Andres.
And today we have two special guests for this episode, so go ahead and introduce yourself first.
I'm Kiara.
So that's my sister, and then we also have her boyfriend over here.
I'm Jason.
And so we're going to be doing a trivia kind of episode with these two. They're going to be competing for, you chose the Crimes of Grindelwald, right?
Yeah.
And then you chose the Avengers Endgame, so we're going to be giving them a copy if... well, whoever wins this round of the trivia.
And I'm
so,
really excited to get that movie.
Anyway, so let me explain to you guys how the rules are going to work for this episode. So we're going to ask the contestants 10 questions, 10 quotes. And they're going to have to tell me the person who says the quote. And they're also going to have to tell me the movie. So if they only tell me the person who says the quote, they'll still get the point. If they tell me the movie, they get 2 points. And then we're going to move on to a different round, a fast round, where I'm going to tell them I'm going to tell them a character's name, and they have to tell me what movie the character is from. So those will just go kind of quick, just in case there's a tie, or just in case one of them fell really behind, they can answer the questions that are a little bit more easier. So,
and I feel really confident because family experiences have gotten me to like know a lot of TV shows and movies, you know?
Great, Kara.
That's
great to know.
I have a lot of confidence in my mind.
Yeah, well, we used to play charades all the time. It was almost like charades. So, you do have an advantage. Do you have anything to say, Jason?
Bro, I'll let her be cocky.
Okay. Okay, so my co-host, Andres, is going to be keeping track of the time. We're going to give him 15 seconds. I think it's 15 seconds. It says 15, but we'll see. And each contestant has a little buzzer. So, once I finish asking the question, they have a chance to buzz in. And we will let you guys know who buzzes in first. And you guys can hear their answers from there. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's start with the first one. This one's a little bit longer. And go. One thing always changes into another, but the greatest change I ever saw was that of my brother, a boy who desperately wanted to be a man.
That's difficult.
You guys want a hint?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a cartoon movie. It's a little bit older, maybe 2004, 2005.
Brothers?
Wait, hold up. Repeat the quote.
Okay. One thing always changes into another, but the greatest change I ever saw was that of my brother, a boy who desperately wanted to be a man. Another hint?
Yeah.
Okay, it involves bears.
Brother Bear. That's it.
You're close.
The eagle, right?
Yeah.
The brother,
Oh, no, it's the other one.
Time.
Oh, you're done. Okay. It was the Nahis. It was the middle brother who's telling the story
God.
At the end.
Yeah,
it's the old guy. So that one was one of the hardest ones. I should have moved it to the end. But anyway.
I knew it too. I was so close to saying I should have just okay. From now on, I'm just gonna full send.
Okay, 9 questions left, and you guys are tied.
Just remember
the competition.
Bus, okay.
Yeah,
before
remember
you
the
answer.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? This one's super simple. Move, bitch.
Jay.
Move, bitch, get out of the way, hold on.
No,
that's what I was going to do.
Bitch, you have an answer?
Yes, I do, white chick.
Yes! Dude, I didn't think you were going to get that one.
When he's going to the bathroom.
Okay.
To be specific.
So you got the name, who says it?
Name
of the movie, I mean, but who says
white
it?
White chicks, and I'm pretty sure Britney says it, no?
No. Say the guy's name.
They don't go by the guy's name.
Yes, they do when they're undercover. Come on, or you don't get any points. You have to say the name.
Are you serious about this? I got it anyway.
No, you have to say the name.
I truly do not remember the guy's names.
Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus Copeland.
No points.
Next quote. With great power comes great responsibility.
Harry Potter?
Are you serious? That one was one of the easiest ones.
That's not Harry Potter.
Time's up. Do you have an answer?
Hold up.
Dude, you guys are freaking kidding me.
Hold up. Don't say anything. I know for sure.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Thor. Dude, no. Bro.
No, you only get one chance.
Bro, it's a superhero movie.
It's Spider-Man and Uncle Ben. How do you guys not know that?
I'm not a Spider-Man fan.
I can't believe none of you guys got that. Oh my god. That was one of the easiest ones on there. That is the third one in, and you guys are still tied, so disappointed AF to say the least.
Are you serious? I would have had 3 points, two at least.
If you guys don't get this one, I'm done. Like, we're not even gonna move on to any other rounds. This one is easy. Put that thing back where it came from, or so.
Monsters Incorporated and Wazowski says it.
Yeah.
Oh, barely.
2 points.
2-0.
Ready? Next quote. Like I said, this one's a little harder. And third, I was unconditionally and irrevocably in love with him.
Beats.
Twilight. And Bella says it.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, you know how many times you and your family watched Twilight this past month?
Okay, 4 points for Beats, 0 for Jason.
Dude, that's not even fair.
I don't even know why you put Twilight quotes in there.
Okay, next. This one is sort of easy too. I hope you're pleased. I'm sorry. I hope you're pleased with yourselves. We could have all been killed or worse, expelled.
Beats.
Harry Potter and Hermione Granger.
Oh, yeah.
Beats is up 6-0. All right, we're getting closer to the end.
Yeah,
I understand the council has made a decision, but given that it's a stupid ass decision, I've elected to ignore it. You should know this one, Jason.
Come on.
Ender's Game, and I think Ender says it.
What?
Okay.
I understand the council has made a decision, but given that it's a stupid-ass decision, I've elected to ignore it. Do you want a hint for your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. It's part of the series of the movie that you're going to win.
Do I have to guess the exact, like...
If he fails, can I go?
No. You guess one chance to answer, that's it.
Oh,
okay.
Dude, I was about to guess.
Okay, so it was Fury from the first Avengers movie. I think it was the first Avengers.
Bro,
I was doing the A song.
I knew, like,
bro,
I see.
Okay. You know what I was thinking? Iron Man, bro.
You're close, dude, because Fury is one of the
Yes.
Iron Man.
Yeah, movies. The first one.
Anyways, he fell.
Okay.
Babe, you didn't even know.
Up next, this one. I'll give you guys a hint because you guys are sucking pretty bad.
This one
is a cartoon movie, okay? Ready? It's a fish. If I gave Pudge tuna, I'd be an abomination. Nope, you're not. You have to wait till I'm finished.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, but you have to wait till I finish the quote. That is one of the rules. Okay, let me read it all over for Jason. You have one chance. It's fish. If I gave Pudge tuna, I'd be an abomination. I'm late because I had to go to the store to get peanut butter because all we have is stinking tuna.
Hint.
And it's a cartoon movie.
Why do you need a hint
What's
for
a
that?
Hint? No, give me a hint.
That's the hint. It's a cartoon
no,
movie.
No, bro, it has to be more than that.
Okay, it's a Disney movie.
I don't even need a hint, and I know it.
You should have buzzed. You could have been way ahead.
So annoying.
Ready?
That's the most retarded thing ever. Let me just guess.
No. Jason has his chance to finally get caught up.
He doesn't know.
No, I have no idea.
Let me just go. Redemption.
Okay, you can say it, but you're not getting points.
Stitch.
From Lilo and Stitch, obviously.
Bro, every time you see the movie, I remember the scene too. It's sad.
Okay, another. Well, I guess none of these are easy for you guys anymore. Ready?
They're all easy for me.
Why do we fall? So we can learn to pick ourselves up. And this one has two answers.
What do you mean?
You guys want a hint? Both of you?
I know. Hold on. Give me a second to answer. Hold on.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's a superhero movie, not Marvel.
Wait, repeat the quote.
Okay. Why do we fall so we can learn to pick ourselves up?
Hold on, I know it too. No.
Batman.
Okay, who says it?
Time.
Go.
Time.
That was too fast.
Okay, that doesn't matter.
No,
time. Are you serious?
It's Batman.
It's Batman.
Okay. What's it called? The police guy says it, no?
No.
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 Incorrect. Can I get the point if I...
Fine, we'll give you the point.
Okay, What's his name? Alfred says it.
That's the guy, the police guy.
Alfred.
Oh, no.
I get the point. Period.
Alfred or his dad, they both say it in around the same
time. Yeah, that's why Alfred says it.
Okay, why do you get the point if you didn't even know the movie?
Yeah. I didn't know the movie. I just couldn't. I didn't ring the bell in time, I get it, right?
Yeah, you get the 1 point, but you didn't get the movie, so.
I get the point.
Anyway, we're on.
Makes you happy.
We have three more, okay?
You couldn't even guess one.
Ready? I'll give you another hint. This one is Pixar, Disney, old, and it's a cartoon movie. That's like four hints right there. You're a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity. Think cartoons, older movies.
How old are we talking about?
Like before you guys...
Say it again?
You're a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
And it's a cartoon movie?
Yep. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Is it, No, you know what? I can't think.
Okay. Do you have an answer or no?
No, I don't know.
It's a Buzz, and he says it to Woody when they get stranded.
Bro, Toy Story! Dude, I was gonna guess that, but you said before you were born, and I forgot one thing. Dude, I hate you, dude. That's so...
Okay. Bates is ahead with 7 points, and we're gonna move on to the last two.
Okay,
ready? This one is super easy, and if you guys are gonna be mad, we'll give you guys a point if you guess the movie, because the person is kind of hard. You're different, you don't fit into any of the categories, and they can't control you. They call it Divergent.
Divergent, and I'm pretty sure, what's her name? The girl says it.
What girl?
Her name, I have to say her name.
Oh, I've never watched that version.
Tris.
No, Tori, the girl who does the test on her. But we still give you the point for the movie.
Okay,
last one, and Jason is 0, Beats is 8. Okay, last question of the main trivia challenge. I fell in love the way you fall asleep, slowly and then all at once. Hint? Okay, it's a John Green adaptation of a movie, of a book.
The Fault in Our Stars?
Yes.
But you don't know who says it?
The girl.
Yeah, the main character.
Yeah. Isn't it Beatrice?
No, that's from Divergent.
Oh, yeah, but she has the full name. The long name.
Dude, why did he throw in like Star Wars?
No, films? When he asked her.
Know, bro.
When he asked
moves
her.
Are worth
yes. You don't even watch
no,
Star Wars.
But there's like some quotes that people
name?
Know. Exactly. Movies, you know,
these are literally
like,
mainstream movies. I didn't choose any secluded movies. Anyway.
Yeah, but they're movies that you guys have seen a lot of times.
Why are we talking about
this? You're gonna know.
Because it's true.
Like
The Twilight one. Divergent, I have never seen Divergent.
So you haven't seen Divergent?
No, she hasn't seen.
Do you guys know the one, I'll Be Back?
No.
Which one?
Well, because I haven't seen it.
Okay, anyways, my point.
I'll Be Back.
Okay.
So that's someone that's really known. I mean, anyone can, well, except for you.
Okay, the bonus. Even though.
Okay, so Bates won the main round with 8 points. So we're gonna go to the bonus fast round. Okay? It's gonna work the same way, you still have to hit the buzzer.
Okay.
And remember, for this one, I'm gonna tell you the character, you have to guess the movie.
Okay.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. First one is Jake Sully.
Avatar.
You didn't buzz in? Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Cool. Okay, another point for Bates. Okay.
The movie she has watched? Like,
no,
okay, keep going, bro.
No.
You know what?
Jason is getting a little butthurt with 0 points.
He really is.
Okay. Next one. This one, a little hint, is a TV character. Bonnie
TV
Bennett.
TV show?
Bonnie Bennett.
Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
Dude, this is stuff she's recently watching too.
No, I'm not.
annihilating you, dude.
Okay, anyways, continue.
Okay. Ready? This one is one you'll know, so get ready. Primrose Everdeen.
The Hunger Games.
Oh, your finger didn't
you're putting
move.
Stuff on she has recently like
no,
watched.
No, I haven't. Anyway.
Oh, shoot, did I give you a
point? Dude, yeah, I did.
Okay.
But I also need like sex.
Keep going.
Luna Lovegood.
It's not letting me buzz in, but it's from Harry Potter.
It's because we didn't clear it. But yeah, you got it.
I'm going to put my phone on.
Harry Potter a lot.
Ready? This is a TV show, popular TV show. It was popular recently. Joe Goldberg.
Oh, it's from the TV show on Netflix called You. You have to.
No,
yes,
but I didn't pay attention
yes,
to it.
You
know what, babe?
You how do you not pay attention to the main
to
guy?
To get you back in the game, we'll start giving you 5 points for everyone you get.
No, that's a sad.
No, yeah.
No, dude, go. You got a chance to win. Beats is up 5, 10, almost 15 points. If you get 3 right, you're still back in the game.
Bro, alright.
Ready? Okay, this is a TV show from your childhood, from Disney Channel, Lily Truscott.
Oh, it's from Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
I have never seen Hannah Montana.
How have you not? Oh, yeah.
Lily Truscott. No, I've never seen Hannah Montana either.
Yes, you have.
When?
Anyways, continue.
Would I watch?
That seems like,
okay.
You probably.
Ready? This is from a movie we've answered over and over again. Effie Trinket.
A Hunger Games.
Yeah. Okay, beats us 15 points. You have 3 questions
left.
How
about I only have 15?
Because it's how much you have. Okay, so if you get the next 3 right, you guys are at a tie, and then we'll do a tiebreaker.
Alright, go.
So you just have to get the last 3 right, dude.
I'm gonna die, dude.
Ready? This is another one that we've already talked about. Randall Boggs.
It's from the movie Monsters Incorporated.
Okay.
I should have got a better competition.
Bro,
did I
ask her
movie?
No,
I literally asked Jason.
Over,
I was like,
bro.
Jason, do you like you movie quotes? And he's like, yeah, I love movie quotes.
Okay, anyways.
Dude, I do, but you're not doing any of the movies. No,
exactly.
Okay,
I'm on your side, man.
There's 2 left. We need to put Jason back in the game somehow. So,
dude, I would love for you and Andres to do this like right now, but with different quotes, and I get to pick them.
Okay, dude,
go.
We'll do it, but we'll make a part 2 of this one. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, bet. Yeah.
Ready?
You choose the quotes.
So, for the last 2, we're going to make them worth 25 points each.
Okay. Say less.
Okay? So you could win by a landslide.
And
this one, I know you know. So this is from a superhero movie, Peter Parker.
Spider-Man.
Dude! I literally pressed it, too.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
He's winning.
No, he's... That's so stupid.
No, he's winning.
Oh, my God. Okay, go.
Okay. Dude, this is really, like, super interesting. The last one, okay? This is from a TV show on MTV, Scott McCall.
It's from a TV show called Teen Wolf.
Okay.
Dude, I've never seen Teen Wolf.
What?
Dude,
okay, dude, you're just uncultured.
Yes, he's uncultured. And I win by a landslide, sweetheart.
Literally, you won by 25, by 10, 15, like 40 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here you go. Here's the movie she, if you forgot, was winning or was planning for the 2-film collection of Fantastic Beasts with a digital copy. So here you go, Beasts.
Thank you. I was very
confident
in this challenge, and I understand by my skills it was unfair. Thank you for having me on the show.
Jason, what do you have to say?
She's still coughing, bro.
Okay, so that was it for this episode of the Silver Screen Expanse. I hope you guys enjoyed this little competition. I guess Jason is going to want to challenge me and Andres for part 2 of this.
Dude.
So,
I
guess I'll see you guys
quote,
next
time. I'm going to put the quote, yes.
Okay, so until then, see you guys.
Thank you.